All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And it looks like things are going from bad to worse, if that's possible, for Cleveland Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III. Now, after Griffin was named as the Browns starter heading into the 2016 NFL season, he suffered a fractured left shoulder during the Browns' 29-10 loss to the Cleveland Browns this past Sunday. And, you know, you look at a guy in Griffin, this was a guy that came into the NFL with so much sizzle. He was a second overall pick of the 2012 NFL draft by the Washington Redskins. He had a phenomenal rookie season that saw him throw for 3,200 yards and 20 touchdowns as he was named the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year, but it has gone downhill, and it started towards the end of the 2012 season when he suffered that knee injury. Never got better, and, you know, it never got on track for him in 2013 and 2014. He was benched. He had to sit out the entire 2015 NFL season with the Redskins, and a lot of games Redskins head coach Jay Gruden didn't even dress him for because he stuck with Kirk Cousins. And it seemed like RG3 was beginning to get a new life with the Cleveland Browns, with head coach Hugh Jackson, who has a long reputation in the NFL of developing and working with young quarterbacks. Now, Griffin is on IR, but he is eligible to return in week number 9. And, you know, still Griffin is going to be behind the learning curve a little bit. This is still an opportunity for him, but it's a situation where you look at the Cleveland Browns, obviously they are not a very talented team. And you look at the situation, obviously it wasn't going to be easy for Griffin to succeed this year with the Browns. We saw that on Sunday when they lost to the Eagles, and in that game, Griffin was 12 of 26 passing for 190 yards with no TDs and an interception. But it's a situation, you know, there's still an opportunity for him to grow. And hopefully he can come back towards the end of the season and still contribute and also prove himself worthy as a leader. And the reason why I say it is this: I don't see that many more opportunities for Griffin in the National Football League. And it's due to the fact that you have a lot of teams, they basically have their quarterbacks in place. And you saw that Griffin did not get a lot of attention this past offseason. So you have to ask yourself, is this his last opportunity in the National Football League? And if it is, this is a bad way for him to go out. So hopefully for his sake, he can come back healthy and ready to go when he's eligible to get off of the IR in week number 9 and make a difference, because this could be a very bad end to a guy that had so much promise when he took the NFL by storm just in 2012. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com. is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and I hope that you had the opportunity to check out the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, as the Cyclones will be right back in effect next June. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.